half 10, Tuesday evening. It is the 19th of May. Bloody hell, this month is flying by. Forgive me if I'm a little bit quiet on the mic. I'm downstairs in the kitchen, but I'm keeping an ear out for Ella, because she's not long really nodded off. She's been in bed for half an hour, but trying to get that lady off to sleep. I normally put down at 9 o'clock, but with Sam having to race off to her mum's, freaked me out a bit actually. I didn't know how to operate Sam's new phone. She's got one of these new little Pixum things, 8 megapixel Samsung pink things, and it was vibrating, making noise, and I couldn't work out to unlock it. It was ringing a few times, and when I finally, I thought it was my mum texting or ringing to say that she got home, and it was Sam's younger sister, who's 15, asking if Sam was there, and Sam was in the bath. And so I went upstairs, gave her the phone, and then Sam was in a bit of a flap because her mum was on the phone saying that she couldn't breathe very well. And this has been building up for probably about the last month. There's been a few conversations back and forth about general not great feeling. Just a second, I need to fill my kettle up. There's not been great feeling about health, and I don't know, I just, my mind is racing about just circumstance and situation, because I seem to be one of those sort of people who has one of those sort of, I don't know, overreactive ESPs, that might be a good word. And I don't know. You know how you gauge your reaction from your other half, how they feel as well. And you sort of add those together and you get a pretty good, you know. So yeah, she's just rushed off. And because of that, Ella was crying because obviously she wanted mum to put her to bed. And so I didn't get her to put her to bed straight away. But she's in our bed at the moment, and we're going to put her in the cot because I'd rather have her in with me. And yeah, so she's took her down to the hospital. She's going to text me if there's any change or anything like that. But Sam does so much for her mum. She's an absolute gem, brilliant daughter to her mum, as she should be, I guess. But she does the extra bit more. I think it was Sam was two or five, I can't remember, when she lost her dad. And so it's, you know, her mum is everything in her world, really. I mean, she has a 15-year-old sister and a 10-year-old brother. Just listening to see if Ella's waking up. She's not waking up, is she? Just talking to Dimitri at the top of the stairs there, because he's going to bed. He's just gone to the toilet. I'm just making sure that him opening the bathroom door didn't wake Ella up. Yeah. What the hell was that? I don't really know how to feel about it. I just find it weird, you know. It's like we went to a christening this weekend. I can't really go into the long, big story about it, but the Emily and James have never been christened or anything like that, because Sam's mum said that it was up to them to decide when they were old enough what they wanted to do, and they wanted to get christened, so they've got christened. And it's like 3 or 4 days after that, and then this is happening. It's just, I don't know. You know how you get that sort of gut feeling that something's not right? Just feels a bit like that at the moment. Anyway, thanks guys for being so supportive.